on the Triple M app and on your radio. This is The Rush Hour with Billy and Daisy.
Our next guest can tell you a thing or two about the challenges of footy. He played 41 games for Carlton and GWS before retiring at the end of 2018.
Flicks it over the top to Buckley, can charge the half forward and drop a long bomb from 55!
But now, he's taking on an even bigger challenge as an ambassador for Movember, helping change the face of men's health. Please welcome Dylan Buckley.
Oh, one of the greats to have ever pulled on the Carlton jumper, Bill. Not only did he kick long bombs from 60, he once celebrated a point in the last game against Essendon like he had won the grand final. And as we've just heard, doing some wonderful things. But firstly, Dill Buckley, what are you doing right now that you're allowed out in Melbourne?
Mate, that's one of the best introductions I've ever had. Let me just set this straight quickly. It said I retired. By no means did I retire, mate. I was given the ask twice. I'm a proud member of being delisted twice. So please don't ever muck that up again. But no, thanks, boys. Thanks so much for having me. First day out of lockdown. It's exciting. I've just realised I'll have absolutely nothing to do. I don't really have many mates at all. So it's sort of a bit disappointing.
It's one of those is the old great Tommy Sheridan, of course. some call him Timmy. And I want to know, did you get invited to the Giants Best and Fairest last night? And was Tom up there also?
Mate, as I said earlier, I was given the ask. And Tommy Sheridan, he couldn't cop it on the lips. He had to retire. Now, if you tell me this, if you're getting one game in 2 years, you don't retire. No one retires from footy. So cop it on the chin and move on. But Tommy, no, he hung the boots up. He retired, and apparently, from all reports last night, got up at the BNF and made a speech, which is incredible. So I don't know how he gets off these days, Tommy Sheridan.
Now, Dill,
he made a speech.
He's making a speech.
Surely not. Dude, who would want to give a stuff about what he said?
Him and Heath Shaw.
Was it like a joint speech?
Heath Shaw played what? 300 games.
So he's probably entitled to. But yourself, Dill, you're doing a bit of work in the footy media now, and you've come up with some great ideas. Would you care to explain to Bill your idea about almost touches counting on the stat sheet?
Oh, mate, almost touches. Well, Billy, he would be a product case of that. It'd be absolutely fantastic. He'd be a Hall of Famer. Right. Almost touches is something I'm campaigning to bring to the AFL next year. Now, Billy, for someone like myself who struggled to get a kick, there was a lot of times in games where I was out and I should have been used, but I wasn't. So I want to start counting those stats because, you know, I'd probably walk off the game with anywhere between 7 disposals to 11. But I reckon if the almost touches were counted, I'm up there with the 25s and I'm getting a game every week.
Mate, they didn't use you. Don't worry. Ablett, mate.
Ablett
would have three players on him. Gary, the senior, this is. I'd be on my own. And Couch and Bairstow and them, they'd still kick at the bloody Ablett, and he'd mark it.
It's ridiculous.
It is indeed. And also you're doing some good work with Movember. Tell us about that, because you don't have to grow a mo, and in your case, you probably can't grow a mo.
No, you're right there. You are right. I've been a mo boy for 3 years now, and obviously it's a very, very important cause. I know you two are very passionate about also, and obviously Movember's upon us, but you're right, mate. There's three ways you can get involved this year, which is obviously growing a moustache, which I cannot do. There's Move. So on the run, I'm trying to do a 150-kilometre run this month throughout the month of Movember to raise some money. And there's also hosting an event which we can do hopefully soon and have some people around. So there's three ways to get involved. Such a good cause, obviously raising awareness for men's health and whatnot throughout. It's obviously, you know, suicide prevention, prostate cancer and testicular cancer. And how's the stats on this, boys, which is really upsetting and damning. It's 7 men take their lives every day in Australia at the moment, which is really scary, because that's actually gone up from last year in 6, which is really sad. So hopefully we can raise some more awareness and break that stigma for sure.
Yeah, fantastic work you're doing there. And, of course, for the Carlton boys, Sam Rowe as well, we were there at the time when he bravely fought and won against testicular cancer as well. So a really, really good thing you're doing, mate. And 150Ks, that's surely not just one run. That's over the month.
No, that's over the month. Yes, mate. You know me, and
I was going to say you've certainly improved.
You've seen me running some 2K time trials, and I was lucky. I'm actually paying $1 to tear both calves off the bone in the first week, so we'll see how it goes, mate. But you know me, I'm just going to keep punching through, and it's a good cause, so hopefully we can raise some money for it.
Hey, Dilba, what about your podcast? Very, very funny. We love your work. How are they all going, and how do we get them?
No, I appreciate that, mate. I've been trying to get Daisy on the show for the last 3 weeks. He's been ghosting my calls. But
not a big enough budget, Fat. Not a big enough budget.
Fair enough.
It's going well. It is going well. It's probably been a bit of a blessing for me having that in this COVID period, being able to catch up with some awesome people, incredible people online. So, yeah, Dylan Friends podcast on all good podcast stores, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. Check it out and tell your mum, tell your dad.
Who's been your best guest and who's been your worst guest?
Worst guest, Tommy Sheridan.
Timmy.
Best guest, probably fittingly, actually, in the last sort of period, I've had some incredible people on. I had Ben Crowe, who's obviously a revelation. If you know the Richmond story, has been one of the most incredible people I've had on the show. And also Hugh Van Kylenberg, the founder of the Resilience Project, has been awesome. But also got Big Toby Green on next week. Had a lot of the footy boys on, so it's just a bit of fun, and we just take it where it goes and see what happens.
Have you had Tony Armstrong on?
I have had Tony Armstrong on.
He didn't get a mention in the best and or worst, so just somewhere right in the middle, right in his sweet spot.
Very, very good, Tony Armstrong. I know he's a good friend of yours, and geez, he's got some funny stories of his Collingwood days of I don't know if I can say him on radio. Definitely tune into that episode and have a listen.
Well, you can listen to him at dylanfriends.com, and make sure you do check out movember.com and register to grow a mo or run some K's this November to raise some money for a great cause. Dylan Buckley, thanks for joining us on the Rush Hour.
Thanks a lot, boys.
Get on your deal.
On your deal.